Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to that Murderations Madhouse. Yes, you're joined back with your one and only radio show host, Murderace 187. Just doing something a little bit tonight, but we're going to get into some music real quick, and then we'll come right back with y'all, and then we're going to have that one time get-together here, you know what I mean? But, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming right from OCE, Big SP, and featuring Ellie Rogers, I'm the King. So, ladies and gentlemen, big shout-out to OCE for life. You guys already know what's carrying out there. And I got some other music that you guys need to stay out there for. And here pretty soon there's going to be the, I think there's a gathering, but we got all that up coming and more for you guys, so get ready. Like I said, this is OCE, Big ST, featuring Ellie Rogers, I'm the King. Yeah, this is very old school, but it's all I got for right now. Some things went down, and things just deleted off my thing. So here you guys go and enjoy this.
I'm the king, I'm the king, bitch. I'm the king, I'm the king, part two. One, two, then I'm gon' lace the track. One take, one, I gon' blaze this wax. And you already know, so just face the facts. I'm the realest in the game, bitch, I'm out of G-Rap. Big P, remember my name, ho, stuck in your brain at night when you dream. Cause it ain't shit to me when I blow a 16. Cause you know that my flow is so sickening. Been doing this since 2006. Doing it big up in this bitch. Man, I left Michigan cause I wasn't doing shit. Now I'm back in this bitch, just letting it rip. Shut up, world, just let me spit. Enough of the talking, just save that lip. Like, give me the mic, cause you know I'm this shit. Going nationwide for the 616, and you know that I let it roll. Let it roll just like some dro. Cause I'm dry ice, cause I'm so cold. Yo, I'm a first rapper, 8 years old. Running out here, getting money 8 days. And I won't stop till 6, I'm late. You can listen to shit, bitch, you know I'm getting paid. You listen to my voice, and you know I don't play. This is my life, and I'ma go hard. Middle finger up, scream, fuck them all. Be one who look down, now I'm tall. They tryna be cool, cause they think I'm a star. VIP, every show I be. CEO of OCE, number one, never coming, you know that's me. I'm the sickest out of me, and you ain't fucking with me.
Pocket full of money, couple bones on deck. I ain't really tryna stunt, I'm just happy I made it.
Try too hot, you ain't no fam. Try trying to get that dope, fam. Try be all on block with them boys got guap and they keep that toast, man. Southside nigga 12-00 LCP. Money get it if it ain't about the money. When you talk about shit, I've been OG since I went OT and seen big face, honey.
I'm the king,
gentlemen, we're back on the Murder Aces Madhouse. Guys, how do you know what's going on? It's Murder Ace 187 right here from the Mid-Michigan. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know what time it is, man, do not miss what's going to be coming up here pretty soon. I'm looking it up right now, trying to find a guy that actually had it on there. But if you guys want to know more, when my Uncle Rocky has another radio show, I'll throw that out there. That's another thing. You guys need to get out there and start checking out Uncle Rocky and Uncle Ism's radio show, Detroit Unplugged. They do it successfully with everything. They do it better than my radio show. And I'm just going to put it down. Mine's only a 30-minute radio show, 30-second. Whatever you want to call it. I'm just a jump-off radio show. I'm just doing some other things right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys can't see this person, but I actually got someone on my tablet over here. And, yeah. So, I'm actually doing some other things. You can even ask her. I'm trying to get some other shit going on. And actually, when we go and do something for someone, I'm not going to mention names at this point. When this person comes down here, I'm going to make sure we go do the whole foot thing before I come back home. And we're going to deliver some water. And just being respectful. But, yeah. And any people out there that wants to know who it is, you call my phone, you're definitely going to find out. Because I'm not answering my phone. I'm going to let Miss Thing over here answer the phone. Not throwing out names. She's smiling like a cheeseburger over here. But, ladies and gentlemen, from what it looks like, also get out there and check out big homie Leo. Oh no, he says now he's with Leo Pratt or whatever. This guy's all the way in Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys want to check out his brand, it's 713-955-0748. Get out there and check that one out. It's Connect Gang Radio. Go out there and check them out. I haven't talked to them. I haven't been on there. But yeah, if you guys want to know Uncle Rocky, get out there on Aaron and Nima. Or just hit me up and I'll send you right to my Uncle Rocky. I'll send you a picture of his Facebook, whatever. You guys can get out there and talk to him. Uncle Rocky is cool. And also, let me make sure I got this right. Okay, it is this month, so let me get this picture right up and so I can get this exactly right. Get out there to Beach at the Pub benefit show for Team McKenzie Saturday, April 16th, 7 p.m., sponsored by Detroit Unplugged Radio, Drozone Entertainment. Tickets are $10 at the door, 4001. Harper, Clinton Township in Michigan. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys will know where that's in Harper, Clinton Township in Michigan. Get out there, and I'm telling you right now, get out there and support them, guys. you know, they're obviously doing some more benefits for young people and for Team McKenzie, or, you know, I mean, if I had a chance to go and I knew I was going to have the money, I would be going to that thing. We're going to be getting some things going. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm still trying to find this one. There is one guy. I do have his thing right up here. Fahim. So, Loman, get out there. He's from the First Street Entertainment. Saturday, 16th, April 2016. Doors open 8 p.m. 8 o'clock p.m. Show not. It starts at 9 p.m. Let's see. Do they got anything else here? No, he didn't give me everything on it. So, ladies and gentlemen, you guys need to get out there. Let me see here. And it's also hosted by Film Holmes, 527 William Street, East Orange. Where is this at? N.O. My bad, ladies and gentlemen. I can't really tell on this. It's New Jersey, East Orange and New Jersey. So if you guys know where that's at, get out there and check that out. Like I said, we're doing this for everybody. We're not just doing this for ourselves. Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to, get out there and check out my homegirl, her and her husband, the King and Queen. Oh, yeah. Top dogs out there. They are another good people. They actually do a better ratio than me. I'm not going to lie about it. Diversity of the Minds, get out there and check them out. You know, and they'll be able to connect with you. If you get out there on Blog Talk Radio, you can find out Detroit Unplugged. Also, Detroit Unplugged's got two different radios, so get out there and check out when they're going to have their radios. We support everybody. I don't even care if you're my enemy. We support you. We will show respect for anybody. Just because we might be into or whatever, it's, you know, and we're actually off of track of what our conversation is supposed to be tonight. But let me pull up this thing to see if I got any callers calling in. If not, we're going to go back to our little thing here. And then when we get them pulled up, if there's anybody on. There is a expecting guest that's supposed to be showing up. We hope. And that's the one from the Diversity of the Minds. Sometime, someday, we hope to get Uncle Rocky and Uncle Ism out here. Man, they are some good people, bro. I'm not even going to lie to you. You know what I mean? So is the King and Queen. That, you know, we support them a lot. We do a lot for them. Actually, I think she's calling in right now. So let's go ahead and take this call real quick, and then we're going to get back on to our other thing here. Ladies and gentlemen, before I pick up this call right here, we got 16 minutes. If you guys want to call in, 347-850-8565. That's 347-850-8565. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to do this real quick. Before I bring on the Queen here, we're going to turn around and talk about this. We talked about it a little bit last night. If you guys support the troops, don't be disrespecting the United States. That's definitely something that we want to talk about, that we want to mention out here. If you support troops, or, you know, there's a lot that's really insecure about some people that don't go out there going ballistic on people. It's like a thing that happened here earlier. Yes, I'm still laughing about this. You know, some dude came to my door, you know, I shut the door on him, and I just didn't want to deal with it. Instead of fighting this guy, I shut my door. I was like, you know something, I don't got time for this. I've already been irritated about a lot of things. But ladies and gentlemen, I shut the door. He starts hammering on my door, right? Oh, I'm going to whoop your ass. Da, 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 da. Then he calls the police. So next thing I know, here comes the police knocking on my door, right? And so, you know, he said before this, whatever, he was going to whoop my ass. And then supposedly, I guess what he told the police is I swore in front of his kid, but I was in my apartment. I was minding my own business. And ladies and gentlemen, that's something that you got to do. Keep your mind fresh here. Yes, I was irritated last night. I've been irritated because of the things that's been going on up here in Michigan. Because of the Flint situation, because of Rick Snyder, because of the way things are being handled in Michigan. And if you guys understand what I'm talking about, they almost let the guy walk for my cousin's killer. They almost let him go to rehab. I found out he is locked up in my hometown. I cannot go to my hometown right at this point. But I'm very irritated. My mind is very unfocused right now. And, yes, I do need a lot of supporters. I do need someone that's going to be some people that's going to be their friends. You know, I need a lot of support right now because my head's going bonkers with this whole thing. I need people to go out there and stand up. If you guys support troops, go out there and support my cousin. DR137, I'm not saying you got to give money to our family. I'm not saying any of that. This shows some kind of support because, you know, they're trying to do this name thing. I'm glad that people are trying to support my cousin, like Rick Snyder or whatever. Well, the bad thing is he knew about this killing. And, you know, it don't try to sucker my family into that. Please. Rick Snyder, if you know it's good, turn yourself in. Tell the police that you want to go, that you want to turn yourself in. Tell them. Don't try to sucker my family. You can't do that. I mean, but get out there and support Flint. Get out there and support my cousin. Go out there and protest for the people out here. You know what I'm saying? Because if you do that, you're going to be supporting for my cousin. That's what my cousin would want you to do. But I'm going to get another radio show host on here. And this person right here, ladies and gentlemen, she is a nice person, and since the day I met her, she's been really cool about things. They let me join their radio show. This was, you know, they're awesome people. I can't even say how good these people are. And like I said, diversity of the minds. Get out there and check them out if you guys haven't. They are, they have radio shows almost every day. They even have one, I'll let her tell that, but there's one in the afternoon somewhere. And I keep on missing that. I've been trying to show up to that. And that's, honestly, I'm going to tell you, I've been trying to make it to that one. So, Quinn, before I bring you on, I apologize. I apologize. I've been trying to find Tom, but I've been so busy. So right now what we're going to do, we're going to bring her on. And I'm sorry, I've been sitting here rambling. All right, so now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring the queen on. She's sitting here thinking, Murder, will you just bring me on? No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring her out now. How you doing?
Hello. Hi.
How you doing? How you doing, Queen? How's it going?
It is going just fine. I'm up here in Houston, Texas at 1 something in the morning, having conference calls and all of that stuff. And so I decided to call into your show to show you some support this evening.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I don't know if you heard me, but I've been missing the one in the afternoon. I know I've been missing a lot of them. That's because I've been doing that work, and I'm trying to get a whole schedule situated right now.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy. I got meetings all the time now. Even with work, it just cuts in my situation. So I've been trying to make it back to you guys.
Well, you know what? We understand. We all have busy schedules, too. I mean, I'm running an entire network with a team of people that has we have to produce shows every single day under this network, so it can be very hectic at times. And the afternoon show that you are talking about is Diverse Potpourri, your afternoon tea time.
See, that's why, ladies and gentlemen, I'll let her say it. They got a lot of shows on diversity of the minds. They got a lot, I'm going to tell you.
Yes, it's a whole network. And we thank you so much. I appreciate you putting the word out there about the network. We are expanding every day. And we really appreciate all of the love and stuff and the support that we are getting through this network. It has just absolutely been phenomenal, and I can't be no more excited about it than I already am.
Yes, yes.
And we thank you too.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying we thank you too for your support, not only to Diversity of the Minds, but to everything that you are doing in your communities, outside of your communities. I mean, you know, you're keeping your cousin's legacy alive, and I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, all the way to you distributing water out to those out there in Flint, Michigan. You are an awesome guy. You really are.
Well, I try to be, you know, and, you know, it's just a lot of things with the guy that is mentioning my cousin. It has come to find out that he knew about killing these kids, and it's not the fact that he's putting my cousin out there. You know, he signed this paperwork saying, oh, he needs to be a part of I-97 or something like that. I think that's awesome. But the fact that he's behind people being killed is really upsetting me. You know, it's like he's trying to suck us in, and he knew the whole time when my cousin died. And my cousin would be flipping right now.
Right. Yeah, well, you know what? You're doing everything that you can do to make sure that justice is served. And like I always tell you, even when you're on the show for a call-in, whatever you need for us to help you do at any given time, you know, just kind of get with us on the outside, and we'll see what we can do to make it happen.
Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to make sure, because we're getting word all the time that these kids are dying, and it's really getting sick. It's really sick. It makes me sick to my stomach. And it would it should make anybody sick to their stomach. You know what I mean?
Of course.
These are little babies. These are little babies being killed, and a lot of people don't care about that, you know?
Right. But you have to understand, too, that this is the type of world that we are living in today. Change of times, and people are not what they were before. You have a lot of heartless people that are walking around here on this earth, and they really shouldn't be here. A lot of heartless, dangerous people that are doing more harm to our children than before. And so people like yourself, it's making a big difference. You keep it out there, and you let the world know what you're trying to do, and I guarantee you God is going to make sure that some doors are opened up for you to take this thing to a bigger platform.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, I'm just trying to make sure our world, you know, some things are not changed than they should be. Because I just got told, like I mentioned, I don't know if you heard me or not, but there was the police that threw up my rights in front of my face, and I said, "Wait a minute, I got them same kind of rights." So you're mentioning because I was on the phone having a conversation, I'm not allowed to talk on my phone, and she threw that in my face that, oh, your neighbor have rights. I said, what, do I not have rights anymore? You know?
Right.
That's what the people need to understand. We have rights out here. Don't let these people, if you're not doing anything, let them know you have rights out here. You have rights to have a conversation. And
of course. Let
them arrest you for nothing. When you're going to get arrested for nothing, that's wrongfully.
Exactly, exactly. And you have a lot of the a lot of that's going on right now, more so than ever. People are being arrested for simply nothing. You know, you're walking down the street and, you know, you don't have the proper identification on you and you're just walking and you can get arrested for that. So, I mean, it's just really ridiculous how things are getting really bad out here, and the police are not making it any better because they are really abusing their own power there, and they're abusing that power, and they're taking advantage of civilians such as ourselves out here that are trying to do something that's right. And that's just the way that it is. But, hey, keep spreading the word. You're doing a great job, and we always have you back 150%. And any time that you would like for us to announce something, talk about something on the network, please let us know, and we will make it – we will draw attention to it, okay?
Oh, definitely. There's one of these times – I don't know if you guys are going to be on air, but I might be in public doing this. I'm hoping – it's probably going to be on the first of next month. We're going to try to get out there, and we're probably going to be on air. But there's one thing I do want to ask you.
Sure.
What do you think of CPS there for a while? I know CPS was taking people's kids away for no reason. I just heard of a situation where CPS did take kids away for a good reason, and they should keep on that note of doing it for a reason if the kid's being harmed. Now, there for a while, they were taking kids away for no reason. They were letting parents that were beating their kids have their kids. What do you think about that situation?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen anything like that here in Houston where I am. Normally when CPS come into someone's home and take their children away, it's always for a reason, a valid reason.
Yeah.
So I really cannot speak on that other than saying this, that sometimes people, you have malicious people out there that call CPS on parents that are just simply trying to do the best that they can to raise their children. And these days, you know, you even pop your child, somebody's calling CPS on you. And I just think it's really ridiculous. But again, you know, this is the law and this is how things operate in their world, that you have to, you know, they have to do what they have to do to make sure that those children are safe until they investigate the problem. And once they investigate it and find out that the kids are safe and the home is safe as well, then they return those children back to their natural habitat. But in other cases, you know, you have them out there where they are abusing children, and sometimes it goes unnoticed, and those children end up dying, and then at that point in time, it's too late, you know, and then CPS gets involved, but what are you getting involved for now, you know? The only thing that you can do is file criminal charges on the parent, but the child is dead. The child is deceased now, so, I mean, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah. You know, that goes back to the rights thing. You know, we got to know our rights out here. If there ain't no march on these kids, if there ain't no sexual abuse going on, I don't think CPS all the time is looking at what they're really investigating. They don't investigate thoroughly, and they just say, oh, we got worse 16 people or something, you know. And they just take that word. That's what gets me. It's like, wait a minute, you're going
to
take
kids
away.
But they're still supposed to do an investigation. They're supposed to do an investigation. Even if they have 40 people that are saying, hey, you know, this person is abusing their child, or they left their child in the house, or the child is hungry, da 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 da. They still have to investigate that. You can't just go on the basis of what 5 or 6 or 7 people may be saying. It may be true, but until you do an internal investigation to find out if this is facts, then it's just their word against your word, you know what I'm saying, or your word against their word. And when they find out that everything is okay and there's no reason to take the children, or there's no reason to put the children into CPS and keep them there, then they naturally return those children back to their parents. And if they don't do that, knowing that, you know, the investigation came out that everything was okay, then there, you know, we have a bigger problem at that point. You know, like they always say, Houston, we have a problem. Yeah, we'll have a problem then, because you've taken my children for nothing. And now I can't even get my children back, even though you've done an investigation and you found out that everything was okay, but my children are still not with me. There's a problem.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I do appreciate that. That's my 10-second mark, and it looks like we're down to nothing. But,
okay.
We'll definitely try to get out there. And, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get the bigger radio show going. And as soon as I get the person I got on cam right now down here and keep her safe, we're definitely going to work on getting that bigger radio show. So.
Okay, well, you know what? Congratulations on that. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And, again, thank you for having me on the air. I'm sorry I ran out your time, but,
oh, it's fun. It's fun. Like I said, you know, that, we love it. On our air, you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly. Okay, well, my friend, you have a great night and great show, great topic. And, hey, I'll be calling in. I won't be a stranger, okay? So you can look for me to call in a little bit more than I have before.
All right, definitely. Well, that's the time, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get out of here. But, ladies and gentlemen, get out there and check out Diversity of the Minds. That's the queen right there. You guys also can find her out on Facebook, too. If you guys have any problems, come to my Facebook. You know, I can get you in touch with the queen or even the king. So you guys stay tuned. And make sure you guys get on my Uncle Rocky's radio show. He just had Tupac's brother up from what that was, I guess, on his radio tonight. So make sure you guys get out there and check out them two radio shows besides the Murder Race Madhouse. And we're going to get out of here, so.
All right. Good night. Have a good night.
Yep. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.